Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with the Southeast District Wildlife Supervisor for the Iowa DNR, Bill Odie, about hunting season. So when it comes to deer tags and hunting season, what are the rules regarding that?
Well, we've got a variety of deer hunting tags, and there was no changes this year from last year, so there's nothing new, same quotas and everything. We have the bow season coming up. That starts October 1, and a bow tag is any sex tag that's good statewide is $28.50. Then we have antlerless tags, and the first antlerless tag is $28.50, and every antlerless tag after that is $13. Antlerless tags, you can buy one before September 15, and then after September 15, you can buy as many as you want until the quota is reached. And the quota for Washington County this year is 750, which is the same as it was last year, too. Then we've got the shotgun seasons that are after that, and the first shotgun season always opens the first Saturday in December, runs 5 days. And then the second shotgun season opens the second Saturday and runs 9 days. Then after those seasons, the day after that second shotgun season closes, the late muzzleloader season opens, and it runs in through January 10th. And then I should have said also there's an early muzzleloader season, and that runs October 15 to October 23rd. So those are kind of the normal options. There are some other hunts. There's a youth season that runs September 17th through October 2nd, and then there's a disabled hunter season, and that runs the same time, September 17th to October 2nd. So there's a lot of different options out there.
So now, when you said the quota was 750, what is that referring to?
That's the antlerless quota for Washington County, and basically we use those antlerless quotas for population stability. And we've got different quotas depending on what counties you're in. There's counties up in the northwest part of the state, kind of the open habitat, not very much timber. There's a whole bunch of counties up there that don't have any antlerless tags. So those populations really can't stand any extra harvest of the antlerless deer without impacting their populations pretty heavily. Down here, Washington County has 750. And it ranges up as high as 3,800 in Van Buren County, where we've got high deer numbers.
So that's the antlerless deer quota. Is there a different quota for bucks?
There's no quotas for the any sex licenses, which you can take a buck with that license. But you can only get one gun license that is any sex. So if you get an any sex shotgun license, then you can't get a muzzleloader tag that is any sex. You have to get it antlerless. You can take $2 and you can do that by taking one with a gun and one with a bow. Same thing, the first bow license you buy is any sex, so you can harvest either, so you can kill a buck then. But any additional license with the bow has to be an antlerless only.
As far as the antlerless deer tags, do you know how many are still available in Washington County?
We've got that online. You can find that on our website. I don't know that. I did just look at some of our counties a few days ago. I think all of our counties down here still had a lot of antlerless licenses left. Usually what happens is when people start thinking about shotgun season there in late November, because that season opens the first Saturday in December, that's when there's usually a big run on those antlerless licenses. Now, some of the counties that don't have very many up in kind of the central part of the state that only have maybe a couple hundred licenses, some of those counties were all sold out already. Mm-hmm. And that's because those hunters know they're going to sell out, and so as soon as they're available to buy, they buy them. But most of our counties down here, I think Washington County usually sells out, but I know when you get down into like Henry, Jefferson, Van Buren, those antlerless quotas very seldom sell out. But I'm quite sure there were several hundred left in Washington County when I looked last week.
So where can people acquire these deer tags?
Our district office there at Lake Darling, we handle licenses, and then most sporting goods stores, and then places like Walmart back in the sporting goods section, they sell them. And then the county recorders also sell them.
So when people buy them at Walmart, how does it keep track of where things are at with the quota?
It's all automatic. It's on an electronic licensing system. So when one is sold there, it automatically registers in our, whatever you want to call it, our, you know, main database. And so when that quote fails, it won't let them sell anymore. It'll automatically shut that option off in all the licensed vendors around. And same thing if somebody tries to buy, like if they already have their shotgun license in any sex and they try to buy another one, the system won't let them do that.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Bill Odie. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.